As you turn to Psalm 52, we will be staying in that psalm for the whole message, so you don't have to turn to any other scripture.
我们整篇信息都会在讲诗篇第52篇, 所以我们不需翻到其他圣经的地方。
I'd just like to read the introduction there and give you the context to what Psalm 52 is about.
首先我会读第一节的上面的那一个介绍, 然后让你们看见诗篇52篇的背景是什么。
To the choir master, a miscell of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, David has come to the house of Ahimelech.
以东人多益来告诉扫罗说，大卫到了亚西米勒家，那时大卫做这训诲师，交与领长。
Let's think for a moment. Have you been wronged before?
让我们思考一下，你有被人诬告过吗？
Have you been backstabbed?
你有被人在背后插一刀吗？
Have you been betrayed?
有没有人出卖过你？
Has a business partner turned against you?
或者你生意上的这个伙伴跟你翻脸？
Has your reputation been dragged through the dirt?
或者有人使你名誉扫地？
Have you been character assassinated?
有没有人对你做出人身攻击？
There's no denying that these are horrible feelings.
当然这些感觉都是非常不好的。
It drains you.
它会让你觉得疲累。
It discourages you.
也让你灰心。
There seems to be a dark cloud that is constantly over your head.
就好像常常乌云满天一样。
You try to worship God, but the face of that enemy keeps appearing in your mind.
你尝试敬拜神, 不过在脑海里面一直想到那一个人的敌人的面孔。
You try to pray.
你尝试祷告,
but you're so tempted to pray down a judgment on that person.
可是你的祷告是多么希望这个人会得到审判。
To make it worse, he or she brags about the pain that they inflicted on you.
更糟的是, 这一个人甚至为这给你带来的痛苦而觉得, 非常的炫耀。
You are disheartened.
所以你灰心了。
You are worn out.
你疲累了。
If you feel this way, then Psalm 52 is for you.
如果你有这样感觉过的话, 诗篇52篇就是为你而写的。
This psalm shows God's steadfast love amidst all this evil.
这一篇诗就让我们看见在这一切的邪恶当中, 神的慈爱是长存的。
The sovereign God is still in control.
主宰的神还是有权柄。
Let's look more carefully at the biblical context of when this psalm was written.
让我们首先看一看圣经的背景, 让我们了解这篇诗是如何写成的。
As you know, Saul was going after David and wants him killed.
你们应该记得扫罗王现在正在追杀大卫。
David was exiled.
大卫逃跑了。
Saul, a bad man, was in power.
扫罗是一个坏人, 他现在掌权。
Yes, he wants David dead.
他要, 将大卫杀了。
A big mouth, a gossip by the name of Doeg, the Edomite, had reported to Saul that David has been in the house of Ahimelech, the priest.
这里有一个大嘴巴, 就是以东人多益, 他来告诉 扫罗说大卫到了亚西米勒的家。Who
is this Doeg and what's the big deal?
多益是谁呢?
In 1 Samuel 21:7 it reads, Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord. His name was Doeg, the Edomite, the chief of Saul's herdsmen.
撒母耳记上第一章, 第21章第7节, 我们读到, 当日有扫罗的一个臣子, 留在耶和华面前, 他名叫多益, 是以东人, 做扫罗的司牧长。
He was basically a lieutenant in this rank.
他是扫罗的军队里的一个臣子。
He has obtained a chief place near the king.
而且他也是司牧长，是非常靠近这个王的。
Because in 1 Samuel 22:9 it said he stood by the servants of Saul.
因为撒母耳记上第22章第9节告诉我们，他就站在这些人的当中。
This big mouth, telltale murderer killed innocent unarmed priests.
这张大嘴巴，他是一个 谋杀人的，他杀的手无寸铁的这些祭司。
All the priests of Nob died.
所有挪伯的祭司都死了。
His tongue and his sword killed many innocent lives.
他的舌头还有他的剑杀了许多无辜的性命。
Saul's hatred.Through Doeg led to the slaughter of an entire city.
因着扫罗的这个怨恨，就用这多益杀了整城人。
We see in 1 Samuel 22:17 to 19 this incident. And the king said to the guard who stood about him, Turn and kill the priest of the Lord, because their hand also is with David. They knew that he fled.And did not disclose it to me. At this point, you realize the only thing that happened was the priest happened to have David in the house. But the servants of the Lord would not put out their hands to strike the priest of the Lord. Even the servants knew it was wrong to kill the priest. Then the king said to Doeg, You turn and strike the priest.And obviously, Doeg, taking advantage of this situation to climb in his rank, turned and struck the priest, and he killed on that day 85 persons who wore the linen ephod. And Nob, the city of priests, he put to the sword, both men and women, child and infant, ox, donkey and sheep, he put to the sword.
撒母耳记上第22章17节就让我们看见了这个背景。王就吩咐左右的侍卫说，你们去杀耶和华的祭司，因为他们帮助大卫，又知道大卫逃跑，竟没有告诉我。扫罗的臣子却不肯伸手杀耶和华的祭司，因为他们知道这样做是错的。王吩咐多益说，你去杀祭司吧。以东人多益就趁着这个机会来得到王的这个赏赐，他就去杀祭司那日杀了穿细麻布以弗得的85人，又用刀将祭司城挪伯中的男女孩童吃奶的和牛羊驴尽都杀灭。
In the end of this massacre at Nob,David was not harmed physically.
在挪伯这一场大屠杀之后，大卫没有受到伤害。
How do you think David felt?
不过你试想想大卫是如何的感受。
An entire city was decimated just because you were there.
整城人被杀死了，就因为大卫来到了这个城而已。
Saul's hatred for David coupled withDoeg's murderous inclinations caused the death of many.
扫罗对大卫的怨恨，还有多益的这一种谋杀心态，就导致许多人死了。
That's why when you read this psalm, the introduction, and it says, Doeg the Edomite came and said to Saul, David has come to the house of Ahimelech. He was getting the house of Ahimelech murdered.
所以这一篇诗这里说，以东人多益来告诉扫罗，大卫到了亚西米勒家。这一次的这个事件就导致了亚西米勒家一家都身亡。
Against this bloody dark background, let's read of the steadfast love of the Lord.
就在这个血淋淋的背景下，我们读到了神的慈爱是长存的。
Let's read through Psalm 52.
让我们来读诗篇第52篇。
Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The steadfast love of the Lord endures all the day. Your tongue plots destruction. Like a sharp razor, you're a worker of deceit. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking what is right. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, See, the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and sought refuge in his own destruction. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly.
诗篇第五十二篇第一节，勇士啊，你为何以作恶自夸？神的慈爱是长存的，你的舌头邪恶诡诈，好像剃头刀，快利伤人。你爱恶，甚是爱善，又爱说谎，不爱说公义。诡诈的舌头啊，你爱说一切毁灭的话，神也要毁灭你，直到永远。他要把你拿去，从你的帐篷中抽出，从活人之地将你拔出。一人要看见而惧怕，并要笑他说：“看哪、啊，这就是那不以神为他力量的人，只倚仗他丰富的财物，在邪恶上坚立自己。至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永永远远依靠神的慈爱。我要称谢你，直到永远，因为你行了这事。”我也要在你圣名面前仰望你的名，这名本为美好。
This psalm is bracketed at the beginning and the end with the steadfast love of the Lord.
这篇诗在上半段还有下半段都是以神的慈爱是长存的做上了一个括号。
Remember the dark murderous incident as a backdrop?And the steadfast love of God shining forth.
我们要记得这个背景就是非常灰暗的情况，因为刚刚发生了一场大屠杀。不过神的慈爱通过这场大屠杀照耀出来。
In contrast with God's steadfast love, we see the wickedness of man.
与神的慈爱相比，我们看见了人的行为是恶的。
From verse 1 to 4,You'll see that there is a God, He is good, and this good will overcome evil.
从第一到第四节，我们看见神是存在的，而且神是良善的，他也会胜过罪恶。
Even though the evil is great, from verse 1 to 4.
虽然这个罪恶是极大。
Let's look at verse 1.
让我们来看第一节。
Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man?
勇士啊，你为何以作恶自夸？
You see, when David writes to Doeg with Saul in mind, when he says mighty man, he's being sarcastic.
当大卫写这篇诗是指着多益还有扫罗而写的，当他讲到勇士的时候，这个是一种讽刺。
Is he really mighty when he kills 85 people who have no defense and then goes on to kill the children and the animals?
当他杀了八十五个手无寸铁的人，又杀死了孩童还有动物等等的，这个是勇士的行为吗？
He may be a very mighty apple polisher and to climb up the ranks in Saul's army, but he is not mighty.
他可能在升职的时候是看起来非常的有勇气，不过真正的他不是一个勇士。
That's why David asked him, Why do you boast?
所以大卫问，你为何以作恶自夸？
This is a beautiful contrast to the goodness of God when it states in the second half of verse 1, In light of all this evil, in light of all this fake strength,The steadfast love of the Lord endures all the day.
这里就让我们看见一个非常美好的对比，因为哪怕作恶的人不断的行恶， 神的慈爱还是长存的。
The fury of Doeg's murders do not dry up God's love.
就算是多益非常的愤怒，而且杀死了许多人，神的爱还是不会干枯。
So what if Doeg wins for a while?
就算是多益看起来胜了又怎样呢？
God will outlive him.
神必定会比他更加耐久。
As long as the Lord lives, there shall be no boasting in sin.
只要神还活着的话，就没有人能够为这罪而自夸。
You see, love is brightest when sin is darkest.
当罪最黑暗的时候，这神的爱才是最光耀的时候。
That drop of water when you're most thirsty means the most.
当你最饥渴的时候，那一点水才是最重要的。
So amidst being pursued by Doeg and Saul, David remembers God's love.
所以当大卫被扫罗还有多益追杀的时候，他记起了神的爱。
This love is the brightest amidst David's darkness.
在大卫所经过的这黑暗时期，神的爱才是最光的。
You see,The psalmist is confident of the eternal goodness of God.
诗人在这里对神，他永永远远的好是非常的有信心。
Because when things are most hopeless, he turns to the one hope that he has.
因为当事情看起来没有希望的时候，他转向了他唯一的希望。
This situation is very dire, and he sees how just one word can kill so many people.
这个时候情况非常的危机，因为一个人所说的话将许多的人都给灭绝了。
Let's see verse 2.
让我们来看第二节。
Your tongue plots destruction, like a sharp razor, you worker of deceit.
你的舌头邪恶诡诈，好像剃头刀，快利伤人。
It's interesting, the Mandarin actually talks about that thin razor blade that's used for shaving.When you're getting a shave, if the barber so slits your throat, there's nothing you can do.
这里讲的是一个剃刀，当人在剃头或者剃胡须的时候，如果那一个人用剃刀在你的这个颈项一割，你什么都不能做了。
It's swift, doesn't leave much blood at first. You might have died already, then you start bleeding.
它是非常快而且锋利的，你可能连血也见不了就已经死了。
You see,These lies rehearsed in this oily, evil manner has maximum destruction.
所以这一种诡诈的话，如果是在这种行恶的人手中，会带来非常大的破坏。
His motivation, verse 3. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking what is right.
这个人的动机就在第三节，你爱恶胜是爱善，又爱说谎，不爱说公义。
He has a passionate love to do all things evil.
这个人非常喜爱行恶。
Doeg wanted to climb in the ranks. Who cares how many people he kills?
多益为了要升职，他杀死了多少人也不管。
It's not merely that he thought of evil. He loved evil.
他不只是想象一些邪恶的事情，他甚至是喜爱邪恶。
In verse 4, it reads, You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue.
第四节，诡诈的舌头啊，你爱说一切毁灭的话。
You see, these words are like pythons. They swallow man whole.
这一些话就像蟒蛇一样，将人整个人给吞灭下去。
They're like lions that rip pieces people into pieces.
他们就像狮子一样，将人碎尸万段。
These kind of words, the evil one, Doeg, Saul, they love these words.
这一种话，这一个行恶的人，就是多益还有扫罗，非常的喜爱。
So, amidst this evil, be prudent among evil people.
我们在这些作恶的人当中必须要谨慎。
Remember, words can kill, be careful of how you use yours.
我们也要记得话能够伤害，而且我们必须要小心的用我们的话语。
But if you're going through evil in your life that is so overwhelming, remember God's love and yours.
如果你的生命当中现在有许多的恶事情在发生的话，你要记得神的慈爱是长存的。
I don't know all your lives, but I know some of you go through very, very difficult trials.
我不知道你们所有人的生命是如何，不过我知道有一些人所经过的这个试炼是非常的艰难。
Whatever your trial, remember God's steadfast love endures.
无论你的试炼是什么，你要记得神的慈爱是长存的。
And because of His steadfast love, He will judge the sin.
也因着神的慈爱是长存的，所以他必审判罪恶。
We'll see that from verse 5 to 7, that in light of all this evil, the steadfast love of the Lord will result in judgment.
我们从第五到第七节就会看见，在神的审判里，我们能够看见他的慈爱是长存的。
You may think, how does love and judgment go together?
可能你会问，慈爱跟审判是如何一同的行走呢？
If you had a child that was murdered, and the judge will not convict the murderer, there is no love, there is no justice there.
如果你有孩子被人谋杀了，这个法官却不肯判这个谋杀者有罪，这样就是没有公义，没有慈爱。
So sin must be dealt with.
所以罪必须要受到审判。
Let us look at verse 5.
让我们看第五节。
But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living.
神也要毁灭你，直到永远。他要把你拿去，从你的帐篷中抽出，从活人之地将你拔出。
I want you to see the contrast to what God is going to do to Doeg in contrast with what Doeg did to Nob.
我要你看见神对多益所做的与这个多益对挪伯的祭司所做的相比。
You see, God is going to utterly destroy Doeg just as he had destroyed Nob.
就如同多益如何的毁灭挪伯一样，所以神也会同样的毁灭多益。
Look at the three metaphors that are in verse 5.
让我们看第五节，这里有三个比喻。
The first one is, He will break you down forever.
第一个是神必永远的毁灭你。
This is the idea of a building being demolished and not a brick standing.
这个就好像是一栋建筑物被拆毁的时候，没有一块砖头会在另一块砖头之上。
The next metaphor is he will snatch and tear you from your tent. And as you know, a tent is pegged into the ground. And when you snatch it up and you rip the canvas, it's no longer a tent.
第二个比喻就是会从帐篷中抽出，这个就是我们知道帐篷是用钉还有绳子扎在地上的，当这个钉被拉起来的时候，当这个帐篷被撕裂的时候，就不再成帐篷了。
He will uproot you from the land of the living.
他会从活人之地将你拔出。
It's like twisting you out from the ground.And then sweeping you away like dust.
就如同被从这个地上连根拔起，然后如同这个灰尘一样给扫掉。
You may think, how can these three different modes of destruction be repeated on Doeg?
你可能会想，为什么有三个不同的这种毁灭的比喻是用在多益身上呢？
Remember, hell is where the worm never dies.
我们要记得地狱是从不死的地方。
And the punishment of sin will be for all eternity.
罪所带来的审判将会是永永远远的。
Human sin is no match for divine justice.
人的罪是抵挡不住这个神的公义的。
We shall see in 6 and 7, in light of all this destruction of the wicked from God, what the response of the saints is.
我们从第六还有第七节就会看见在神的审判当中义人的反应是什么。
Verse 6, the righteous shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, See, the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and sought refuge in his own destruction.
第六节，义人要看见而惧怕，并要笑他，说，看哪，这就是那不以神为他力量的人，只依仗他丰富的财物，在邪恶上坚立自己。
You see, just as the evil was uprooted, we see that the righteous, the saints, will have a response to this judgment.
我们看见这个行邪恶的将会被连根拔起，不过当义人看见的时候会有反应。
I want you to notice the three verbs that are used in these two verses.
在这两节当中有三个动词。
See in verse 6, the righteous shall see, that's the first one, shall fear, and then shall laugh at the wicked one.
在第六节，义人要看，这个是第一个动词，惧怕第二个动词，并要笑，这个是第三个动词。
You see, the righteous will observe the punishment of the Lord on the wicked.
义人会看见主如何的审判恶人。
Just as Mordecai saw Haman hanging from the very gallows he wanted to hang Mordecai with.
就好像是莫迪改看见这个哈曼，他被挂在木头上，这个木头原本是为莫迪凯而设的。
David himself will be brought the evidence of Saul's death at Gilboa.
所以大卫将来也会看见扫罗在这个基利伯死后的凭证。
And the second will be fear. There will be a holy awe from the sober mind of the good man.
第二就是惧怕，一个好人会因着看见这一切而有一种属神的惧怕。
It's like us mortal men standing next to a giant who could crush us, and yet we are in awe of him because he crushed our enemy.
就好像我们看着就站在一个巨人旁边，当这个巨人把我们的敌人给压毁了之后，我们看的时候就会非常的惧怕。
There's a reverential fear for God.
不过我们这种是对神一种非常敬畏的惧怕。
And the third verb is that they shall laugh at him.
第三个动词就是他们并要笑他。
You see, this is not a mocking kind of laughter, but one where you're grateful that a dictator has been destroyed.
这种不是一种嗤笑，而是因着一个独裁者被毁灭的时候的那一种感恩。
You see, this wicked oppressor trusted in his riches and his status and his evil doing, but in the end, just as what 1 Timothy 6:17 would say, those who trust in their riches are trusting in the wrong thing.
因为这里有一个行恶的人，他是依仗他丰富的财物，还有在邪恶上坚立自己。不过我们在提摩太前书第六章就看见了，那一些今世不足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财。
The rich in this present age, in this case, the wicked rich, should not be haughty.
所以那一些有丰富财物的恶人不应该自夸。
For we know that the Lord said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
因为我们知道主说伸冤在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓，落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
Don't take refuge in your evil deeds. Don't take refuge in your riches. God will judge you.
我们不要躲避在丰富的财物底下，或者是躲避在我们邪恶的行为后面，因为这一切神必审判。
Make God your refuge, not yourself.
我们要以神做我们避难所，而不是以自己。
And just to drive home the point about how we would laugh at the wicked, remember, it's not that we are any better.
我们虽然要看见我们如何的会取笑那些行恶的人，不过同时间必须要记得，我们其实不比他们好。
It's just a relief kind of laughter.
这种只是一种松了一口气的笑声。
Just as when Hitler was, well, committed suicide because he knew he was going to lose the war, those who survived the war was glad that this evil dictator was vanquished.
就好像第二次世界大战的时候，希特勒因为知道自己即将面临死亡，他就自尽了，所以那些还活着的人就为着这个独裁者的毁灭而感到非常的高兴。
Remember, the righteous shall see God as the just God, not the just judge.
我们要记得，义人看神的时候，神就是一个公义的审判官。
And this God will judge sin.
这一个神会审判罪恶。
So let us abstain from all intentions to sin.
所以让我们避开所有犯罪的念头。
Do you not think that God will judge Doeg as he will judge you if you commit the same sin?
如果你们犯同样的罪恶，神审判多义，他也必审判你。
Remember that he will utterly destroy the wicked, and it's not your job or mine to get revenge.
我们也要记得，神会完全的毁灭行恶的人，这个不是你还有我的责任。
Please don't play God.
我们不要将自己当成神。
The demolishing, the uprooting, the destruction is not for us to do.
这个毁灭还有将人给拔出或者将人给毁灭了，这个不是你还有我的责任。
This man in verse 7 that is mentioned comes from the Hebrew word geber.
第七节这里讲的这个人是从希伯来文 geber 那里所得到的。
It's the idea that he's a strong, brave, valiant man.
这里意味着他是一个非常强壮而且有力气、非常勇敢的人。
Yet in this case, we know that it's a worldly man who trusted in his riches.
不过这个却是一个属世的人，他信靠自己的财物。
So remember,While many trust in their riches or self-righteousness, we should not.
我们要记得，有些人信靠他们的财物或者自以为义，不过我们不应该如此。
Christ should be our strength.
基督才是我们真正的力量。
Let us move on then from what we saw the evil doing to what God will do to them to our last point.In light of all this wickedness, remembering the steadfast love of the Lord, what you must do.
所以我们首先看见了在作恶的人行为，还有在神的审判里，我们都能够看到神的慈爱是长存的。现在就来到第三点，神的慈爱是长存的，这样我们所应该有的是什么反应呢？
Let's read verse 8
让我们看第八、第九节。
But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it's good in the presence of the godly.
至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永永远远依靠神的慈爱。我要称谢你直到永远，因为你行了这事。 我也要在你圣名面前仰望你的名，这名本为美好。
To understand the first part of verse 8, let's take a glance up at verse 7, the refuge. What is a refuge?
我们要明白第八节之前，让我们回到第七节那里看什么是依仗。
A refuge is a safe place.
当我们依仗或者是有一个安然之地的话，
It's a mighty fortress.
这个是一个堡垒。
Just like what we sang just now.
就好像我们刚才所唱的诗歌一样。
This fortress, if you're part of it, is like being in the house of the Lord.
这个堡垒就是形容我们在神的家中。
You see, in verse 8 it says, I am like an olive tree in the house of the Lord.
所以第八节这里说，就像神殿中的青橄榄树。
You see, he is not referring to a house with olive trees in it.
他这里不是讲有一个屋子在当中有橄榄树。
But he is comparing himself located in the house of the Lord, in the refuge of the Lord, in the mighty fortress of the Lord, likened to an olive tree.
他是在想象自己就存在于神的家当中，存在于神的堡垒当中，这一个就好像是橄榄树一样。
Have you seen an olive tree?
你有看见橄榄树过吗？
An olive tree, it's very interesting because it can take a lot of beating and a lot of weathering.
橄榄树是非常有趣的一棵树，因为它能够身经所将来临的所有这些风暴。
You see, it's usually not this green.
它通常没有这么的绿。
When the scriptures when it says I am like a green olive tree, it's actually not describing its color, but rather its flourishing, thriving state of the plant.
所以当圣经告诉我们青橄榄树不是在指它的颜色，而是指它非常的茂盛兴旺。
The colors of the tree is not a bright, lovely, lively green, but a dark, disagreeable kind of yellowish one.
所以它的青不是非常的光亮的一种青，而是有点橙橙黄黄色的一种颜色。
So why does David call himself like a green olive tree?
所以为什么大卫形容自己像是青橄榄树呢？
It is because when he is hunted and persecuted, the saved ones cannot be uprooted like an olive tree.
因为当他被人追杀的时候，他是一个所得救的，他就不会被人连根拔起。
You see, a flourishing olive amid the droughts or the storm still grows.
因为当这个橄榄树是非常兴旺的时候，无论是这个干旱的时候，还是暴风的时候，它还是会成长。
Remember verse 5?
我们记得第五节吗？
Do you remember that there's a destruction that includes uprooting?
第五节，你记得这里的毁灭也形容着被拔出来或者被连根拔起。
So the wicked will be uprooted, but the saved ones, the saints, the righteous ones will be firm like the olive tree.
所以恶人将会被连根拔起，不过义人就是被得救的那一些就会非常牢固的扎根在地上。
Remember, you are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
你要记得你是因着耶稣基督的宝血而得救的。
Remember your status as an olive tree.
你要记得你就像是橄榄树一样。
You are in the house of the Lord.
你在神的家当中。
You are in his household, you are a family member.
你是他家中的一份子。
His place is safe.
我们的地位是非常的安稳的。
The righteous is happy.
义人非常的喜乐。
He will continue to bear fruit, even though there are storms in life.
虽然在生命当中会有风暴，不过他还是会结果子。
As you read on the second half of verse 8 to verse 9, you see yet another three verbs, three action words.
第八、第九节我们也看见了三个动词。
Then before we read that, I just want you to think about again your own life, all the enemies, all the oppression, anything that is dark.
在你还没有读这两节之前，我邀请大家再次的思想，在你自己的生命当中有什么样子的这一个试炼，或者是灰暗的时期，或者是你有你所有的敌人等等。
What's our reaction?
我们的反应是什么
？Do we retaliate and backstab?
我们是不是要像他们一样的彼此的这个诬告呢
？Do we pray an imprecatory prayer on the wicked person?
我们是否会祷告神审判这个人呢
？Do we wish that the trial will stop at the destruction of that wicked person?
我们希望这个恶人受毁灭之后，我们的试炼就会停止吗
？Or do we simply just sulk because I'm going through this again?
或者我们垂头丧气的在那里埋怨说，为什么我又在重复的经过这样的事情
？If you cannot remember the steadfast love of the Lord amidst your trial, look to Psalm 52.
如果你在试炼当中不能够想起神的慈爱是长存的话，你就必须回到诗篇五十二篇。
Let's look at how David responded to his trial.
让我们看大卫如何的反应。
He says, "But I am like a green olive tree in the house of the Lord." And the first action there.I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever.
第八节，至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永永远远依靠神的爱。这个依靠就是第一个动词。
When you are being attacked, do you remember to trust in the Lord?
当你被人攻击的时候，你记不记得依靠神呢？
When you have trust in someone, you have faith in someone.
当你依靠一个人的时候，代表你对他有信心。
When you came into this room, you actually had faith that there is no bomb in this room.
当你进入这个地方的时候，你有信心这里没有炸弹。
You check every corner?
你有没有每一个角落去查考呢
？No, you just came in.
没有的，你就这样进来了。
Just like when you take a bus.You don't go and check the engine to see if it's working. You have faith that the bus is moving. It looks like you can have faith in it, and you go into the bus.
就好像你在上巴士之前，你不会先去查看那个引擎是否在操作，你就这样上去了。为什么？因为你对这个巴士有信心。
Or better yet, you're all sitting on the white plastic chair right now, and you have faith that the chair could hold up your weight.
或者更好的一个比喻，就是你们现在所坐在的这个白色凳子上，你们对它有信心，知道它能够支撑着你的重量。
Did you check if there's a crack?
你有没有查看它有没有裂开呢
？No. So faith is this absolute trust that is in an object. There's an object to your faith.
你们没有这样做，所以这个就代表你们对这一件事情或这个事物有信心，所以。信心是在是有一个对象的。
And in this psalm, we can see that David had trust in the objective truth of the steadfast love of God.
我们在这一篇诗就看见大卫对神的慈爱是有完全的信靠。
He doesn't doubt for a moment that God's love will never change.
他没有一个时候会怀疑神的爱会改变。
Do you doubt that God loves you less when you go through a trial?
当你遇见试炼的时候，你是否会怀疑神爱你少了一些吗
？How strong is your theology in God?
你对神的认识到底有多强呢
？Do you believe in His absolute sovereignty?
你相信他有绝对的主权吗
？How strong are you?When the storms of life blow,
当生命的风暴来袭的时候，你自己有多么的坚力呢
？When your boss wants you fired,
当你的老板想要开除你的时候
，When your business partner wants to blame you for all the losses，
当你的生意伙伴要把所有的这些亏了的钱都算在你的头上时
，When someone holds a grudge that manifests itself in slandering，
当有人诬告你的时候
，or passive aggressiveness。
或者非常的他是看起来是非常平静，不过是充满着攻击性。
Are you still standing？
你还站立得住吗
？Are you standing on the steadfast love of the Lord？
你是站立在神的慈爱吗
？Let's look at verse 9. I will thank you forever because you have done it.
让我们看第九节，我要称谢你直到永远，因为你行了这事。
So one of the first action is to trust in the steadfast love of the Lord. The second is to thank God forever.
所以首先我们要依靠神的慈爱，第二就是我们必须要永远的称谢神。
It's very hard to be bitter if our prayers are full of thankfulness.
如果我们的祷告是充满着感恩感谢的话，就不会有苦毒的心。
In this particular context, you see that David is thankful that God will judge Doeg.
在这一篇诗的背景，我们知道大卫会为这神即将要审判多义而感恩。
David is not in the right position to be judging Doeg.
大卫没有权利审判多义。
Because he's just a sinner as well.
因为大卫自己也是罪人。
But he's grateful that the sinless, righteous God will judge the evil deeds of the wicked.
不过他能够感恩的是，这个无罪而且完全公义的神会审判这个邪恶的多义。
His judgment is right.
神的审判是对的。
That's why David thanks God.
所以大卫就感谢神。
And because of his thankful heart, he's not locked down by that bitterness.
因着他有感恩的心，他就不会被这个苦毒给充满了心。
And lastly, you see that not only does he trust in the steadfast love of the Lord and thank God forever, he tarries and waits on the name of the Lord.
大卫不只是依靠神的慈爱，而且感谢神。还有最后，他也仰望神的名。
You see, it says in verse 9, second half, I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly.
第九节的下半段，我也要在你圣名面前仰望你的名。
When is this presence of the godly going to happen?
在圣名面前是几时呢？
It is when all the righteous gather together.
这个就是当圣徒所有的义人一同聚集的时候。
David has a view and a hope to the future.
大卫对将来是有盼望的。
Even though right now, if he just turned, there would be a knife going at his throat.
虽然他现在只要一转身就会看见刀剑是指向着他。
He will wait on God's name, not David's name.
他所仰望的是神的名，不是他自己的名。
His hope is in God, it's not in his vindication even.
他的希望是在神里面，也不是为了自己伸冤。
See, there is no need to look anywhere else. Look to God.
我们不需要在其他的地方寻找，我们只需要仰望神。
It is good for him and for us to look to the Lord alone.
对大卫，还有对我们来说，唯独仰望神是好的。
In due season,His will shall come to pass.
因为时候将到，神的这个旨意必成就。
Man must not frustrate us.
人不应该让我们觉得沮丧。
Our strength is in the steadfast love of the Lord.
因为我们的力量是建立在神的慈爱当中。
And our strength is to sit still and wait sometimes.
有些时候最有力的这个反应就是坐在那里不要动。
To wait is very difficult for some of us.
如果我们要等待神，对我们来说是非常难的。
We want to make things right. We want vengeance straight away.
我们要立刻报仇, 我们要立刻把这个, 坏事情给弄好。
What did David do?
大卫做了什么呢?
He waited.
他仰望神。
It's a lot harder than it sounds.
听起来是非常容易, 不过行起来却非常难。
Let the mighty boast. We will boast in the Lord.
让勇士能够夸，怎样夸呢？ 我们要, 夸在神的名底下。
If you are truly mighty, not like verse 1, like Doeg, but you are truly mighty in the Lord, steadfast in the Lord, you will boast in God.
如果你是真正的一个勇士，不像多益一样， 你不会自夸，你会夸神的名。
We will still wait on the Lord.
我们会不断地仰望神。
So what if their haste brings them present honor?
虽然这些二人在短时期内非常的荣耀，
Our patience will bring us eternal honor.
我们的耐性会给我们带来永恒的荣耀。
So in closing, remember, if you feel despair, if you feel attacked, rush to Psalm 52.
所以在我们结束的时候， 请大家要记得， 当你沮丧的时候， 你要快快地来到诗篇52篇。
Remember, however evil people are and what the wicked do, God will do something about it.
你们要记得， 无论恶人做的是什么， 他们行什么恶事， 都没有关系， 因为神必会审判。
And in light of that, what we must do in action, words, in actual steps, is to trust in God, to thank Him forever, and to tarry and wait on Him.
我们所必须做的就是必须要永远的依靠神， 而且永远的称谢他， 也必须要仰望他的名。
If you forget what to do, turn to Psalm 52.
如果你忘了要做什么, 你就回到诗篇52篇。
Every time someone tempts you to destroy them, don't.
每次有人试探你来, 想要毁灭这个人的时候, 你千万不要这样做。
Follow David's example.
你们要跟着大卫的例子。
Trust in God, thank Him, and wait on Him.
依靠神, 感谢神。 还有仰望神。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
让我们做个结束祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for leaving Psalm 52 in scriptures for us to learn from. Thank you that even when we are attacked from all sides, maybe not as seriously as David in a life-threatening way, but just as painful in some sense, help us to remember you will judge the wicked if they don't repent. And we know your judgment is complete. Help us then, as the righteous ones, the ones saved by your Son's blood, to be firm, unmovable, like a flourishing olive tree in your house. Help us to trust you and your steadfast love. Help us to thank you for all eternity, and help us to wait on your name, your glory, for your will. May we learn to do this throughout our time on this earth and beyond. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.